poll, 7 in 10 voters say U.S. in state of cultural and economic decline. By Hannah Blow on July 3, 2023. 7 in 10 Americans believe the U.S. is in a state of cultural and economic decline. The latest Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found. The survey asked respondents if they believe the U.S. is in a state of cultural and economic decline and found that most, 72.5%, believe it is. Another 21.6% believe it is not, and 5.9% remain unsure. Interestingly, there is bipartisan consensus, as most, 91.7% of Republicans, 71.5% of independents, and 50.7% of Democrats believe the U.S. is in a state of cultural and economic decline. When asked who is best equipped to reverse this state of decline, most across the board, 80.6%, said everyday Americans as opposed to 19.4% who said elected officials. Once again, there is bipartisan consensus as 72.1% of Democrats, 80.7% of Republicans, and 87.5% of independents agree that everyday Americans are best equipped to halt and reverse the decline. The survey was taken June 5 to 9, among 1,088 general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. The poll was released toward the end of what society has deemed Pride Month, which put the general state of cultural decay on full display, with woke companies pushing leftist agenda items to the forefront of their businesses. Target, for example, came under fire after pushing the transgender agenda, offering transgender swimsuits for adults. One such swimsuit was advertised as tuck-friendly for males who wish to tuck away their genitals to appear more feminine. Target also advertised a swimsuit as having a light binding effect for females who wish to flatten their breasts to appear more masculine. Perhaps what is more, the popular retailer also offered an array of pride-themed items for children and babies, including apparel advertised as thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions. Related video, Fight the System, Pride merchandise being sold at Target includes coloring books for children. Meanwhile, economic decline has been on the forefront of Americans' minds since President Biden took office, as the country has experienced high inflation and record high gas prices during that time. Most, 52%, disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, the latest survey from The Economist/YouGov found.